朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
回到家里面，爸爸妈妈还不断地对我这个讲道。
When we go home, the parents keep on preaching to us.
可是外面的人
，But outside.
甚至我们有的时候不加分辨的那些朋友、学校里的同学等等。
Sometimes in the school, your schoolmates or in society.
他们讲一话，哦，我们听这个，完全就听从了，就跟听到心里去跟着做。
And we always follow what they say.
我为什么知道
？How do I know?
因为我以前是这样子。
Because I was like that.
我在做一个 teenager 的时候。
I was a teenager.
我就是这样子。
I was like that.
爸爸妈妈总是在那里唠叨啊，这些讲啊。
My parents are always preaching to me.
在那里管我呀。
They instruct me things to do and not to do.
我就不愿意去听。
I don't want to listen.
老实讲，心里也看不起。
And I look down upon those teachings.
你们不理解我们年轻人。
They don't understand our young people.
总是说个不停。
They keep on talking.
你讲的很多东西都过时的了。
But that's all past the time we have.
你不理解我们内心当中我们的这个需求。
You don't understand the wanting, the necessity in our heart.
然后就跟我的那些狐朋狗友，有些也确实狐朋狗友。
So I hang around with my friends, bad friends.
Yeah, some of them are really bad. 那然后呢，就受些朋友的影响。
And influenced by all my friends.
对朋友所讲的言听计从。
So whatever my friends said, I follow.
为了赢得朋友们的接纳。
Because I want to be accepted by them.
想去跟他们认同。
I want to be
identify
with them.
所以那时候。什么抽烟、喝酒、年纪轻轻、打麻将。
So at that time, like smoking, play 麻将、drinking.
很颓废的一段时间。
It was very 颓废。Was very not good.
Yeah, 特别是到这个大学的头两年。
Especially the first 2 years of the college.
但现在我回想起来。
Now I think back.
你知道我是。特别特别的感谢我的爸爸，我的妈妈。
Now I really give thanks to my parents.
这么苦口婆心在那里劝我。
They continually try to advise me.
严严的管教我。
They try to discipline me.
让我没有偏得太远。
So that I don't go too far away from the right path.
虽然我内心当中不喜欢。
Even though I don't like it in my heart.
但是他们的那些教育讲的那些道理存在我心里面了。
But whatever they taught is in my heart.
虽然是后来我的爸爸妈妈才信主。
Even though my parents became a Christian later on.
但是我感谢我的主我的神。
But I give thanks to my Lord my God.
在我小的时候，有不但养我，而且教育我的爹妈。
When I was little, my parents not only raised me, they also taught me and instruct me.
今天我们读的这段经文
，The verse we read today，
这里面讲到一位年轻人。
We talk about a young person.
提摩太
，Timothy.
我们大家都听过提摩太这个名字。
We all heard the name Timothy.
今天我想我们大概在座的大部分人每个人都认识这个 Tim， 至少一个 Tim， 对不对
？I think everybody know Tim。
这是一个很多人很喜欢用的名字。
Everybody like the name Tim。
那圣经里面提摩太呢？他的身世大概是这样子。
So the background of Timothy。
他生长在小亚细亚的路斯德这个地方。
He was born and raised in Lystra at Asia Minor。
那他的这个父母呢是这个 cross cultural marriage。
His parents are cross culture.
就像今天我们教会里面也有这个 cross cultural marriage.
就像 today in our church we have 跨文化
的婚姻 他的爸爸呢是希腊人。
His father is a Greek.
他的妈妈是犹太人。
His mother is Jewish.
然后使徒保罗呢第二次宣教来到路斯德的时候人家才把这个提摩太介绍给他。
So, Paul's second, missionary journey, people introduce Timothy to Paul.
那保罗第一次宣教旅程就来到过路斯德。
But on Paul's first missionary journey, he came to Lystra.
那根据教会历史上的这样一个至少我们说一种传说吧啊我这样讲的比较的谨慎一点。
According to church history.
啊那么使徒保罗在第一次宣教旅程就带提摩太的外祖母和母亲信主。
So, during his, Paul's first mission journey, he led, Timothy's grandmother and his mother to the Lord.
虽然他的爸爸不信主他的爸爸是一个希腊人。
Even though his father is not a believer.
但是提摩太在母亲可能还有外祖母的这个教导影响之下他的属灵的生命就茁壮的成长。
But, Timothy's spiritual life grew strong under the education and influence of his mom and, grandma.
因此保罗第二次宣教旅程又来到路斯德的时候那众人就跟他推荐说这位年轻人提摩太很棒。
So, on Paul's second, missionary journey, when he came again to Lystra, people introduced Timothy to Paul, say, it's such a great young man.
后来保罗就带着提摩太跟他一起在各处宣教服事主传福音。
So, Paul, took, Timothy with him to go to different places to spread the gospel and,
那后来保罗又把提摩太留在以弗所按立他为以弗所教会的监督。
And Paul left Timothy at Ephesus, ordained Paul as the bishop of Ephesus.
那么我们所读的提摩太前书、提摩太后书，就是使徒保罗写给在当时在以弗所服事主的这个年轻的提摩太。
So Timothy, first and second Timothy is Paul wrote to, Timothy, who is serving at, Ephesus.
而且保罗对提摩太是非常有感情。
And Paul is very affectionate towards Timothy.
保罗自己他没有结过婚啊一般大家教会历史上都相信他没有结过婚也没有自己肉身的孩子。
Paul never, was never married and never had his own biological kids.
但是呢他对提摩太视如己出。
But Paul looked at Timothy as his own son.
啊他就是说跟提摩太说你是在主里面做我真儿子的。
Paul said, you are my true son in Christ.
那提摩太有这样一位伟大的属灵的父亲来带领他。
So, Timothy has a very, a great spiritual father to lead him.
引导他跟随主好好的服侍神。
So, lead him to follow God and serve God.
但是他有这位的属灵父亲之前呢他首先先有一位伟大的母亲。
But before he had this great spiritual father, he had a great spiritual mom.
当然还有一位伟大的外祖母。
And a great grandmother.
啊今天在教会里面。
So today in our church.
我们有的婚姻夫妻是夫妻两个人已经都信主的。
Some couples are both Christians.
那么也有的夫妻呢是婚姻当中只有一方信主另一方还没信主的。
Some couples is one of them is a believer.
而我们看到提摩太的母亲的这个例子
When we see, the example of Timothy,
给我们一个极大的鼓励。
They give us very, great encouragement.
在家里面哪怕只有一方信主
In our home, even though it's one parent is believer.
那么今天在华人教会当中只有一方信主呢大部分是太太信主。
In our, Chinese church in North America, if only one person is believer, usually it's the wife.
也有一部分是先生信主，太太还没有信主。
The small portion is the husband is believer, but the wife is not.
不管怎么样，我们都不要气馁。
Doesn't matter what, do not be, do not lose faith.
神垂听一位敬虔的配偶的祷告。
God listen to a faithful, spouse.
而我们作为婚姻当中这个信主的这一方
When we are the one that, who is the believer in, the family.
我们可以活出神美好的一个生命和见证来。
We need to live out a good, example from, the word, Christian.
你知道我们做这个就一方信主一方不信主的婚姻辅导的时候，有时候可有意思了。
When we talk to people, the couple, only one is believer.
比如说这个丈夫还不信。
For example, the husband is not a believer.
然后呢，夫妻俩一吵架，然后就找牧师。
When they fight, verbally fight, they come to find a pastor.
啊，然后这个丈夫就抱怨。
Then the husband complains.
你知道这个丈夫怎么抱怨吗
？Do you know how the husband complains?
牧师啊。
Pastor.
我这个太太还是基督徒呢。
My wife is saying she's a Christian.
但对我们这个基督徒他还挺有要求的。
So he has high requirement for as a Christian.
那我说你知道做基督徒的有好行为。
You know the Christians need to good behavior.
那你也来信呢。
Then you come and believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，那当然我们每个人我们都有不完全。
Of course we are not a perfect human.
啊，但是我们靠主的恩典。
But with the grace from God.
我们在我们的婚姻当中，在我们的家庭里面，我们真实的活出来，活出一个越来越像主的生命。
In our marriage, in our family, we live out a life that more and more like Jesus Christ, our Lord.
提摩太只有妈妈信主，爸爸不信主。
For Timothy, his mom is a Christian, but his father is not.
但是他的妈妈把这个信仰对主的敬虔传递给了自己的儿子。
But his mom, he passed on his faith and religious reverence to his son Timothy.
我们来看这段圣经的记载。
Let's look at the Bible verse.
啊，时间关系，我们就不整个去读，大家都也比较熟悉。
We're not going to read the whole thing.
啊，那我们这里就看到这个提摩太是信主犹太妇人的儿子。
We know that Timothy is the son of a believer, Jewish believer.
那当地教会弟兄姊妹呢，就称赞这位年轻的提摩太。
And local people give high regards to Timothy.
那保罗就带着提摩太，让提摩太成为了他的一位同工。
So Paul took Timothy as his co-worker.
也成为他在主里面的这个真儿子。
And become his true spiritual son.
那他们一起服侍，就很有美好的果效。
They work together, co-work together, and has very good results.
好，那刚才我们所看到这段的经文。
And、that's the verse we just read.
啊，那我们看到保罗在给他的亲爱的儿子提摩太的这样一个问候当中。
And we see when Paul gave his son Timothy greetings.
能够体会到他这样一个为父的心肠，我切切的想念你。
We can see the father's heart in this letter.
啊，那么也纪念到提摩太的眼泪。
And remembered the tear of Timothy.
提摩太在服侍主的时候，实际上是经历了很多的艰难。
Timothy, when he was serving the Lord, he experienced a lot of hardship.
啊，我也是做牧师的。
I'm a pastor.
啊，我读到这个地方，我就特别的体会。
When I read here, I can I know the feeling.
做传道人是一份非常不容易的工作。
It's very hard to be a preacher or a pastor.
那使徒保罗怎能不知道
？And Paul must know this.
因为他在服侍主的时候，是圣经的记载，他有看到很多很多人的抵挡、毁谤、
because in the Bible
攻击。
There's a lot of places talking about people against Paul, attacked him, and say bad things about him.
啊，所以当我们去读提摩太前书、提摩太后书的时候
，So when we read the First and Second Timothy,
啊，我们都能够看到使徒保罗对自己真儿子的这一份的关怀、这个关爱。
We can see the love Paul had for his true spiritual son Timothy.
那么保罗呢，在这个地方对提摩太的勉励当中，还有一句话。
So there's a sentence that Paul gives to Timothy to encourage him.
他鼓励提摩太，他说：“我们这一份的信仰是这样代代传递下来的。”
So our faith will be passed down to generations.
如果你去看以色列人的先祖
，If you see the patriarch of Israel.
为着持守对神的这个信仰和尊崇
，because they want to hold on to the faith and obedience to God，
哪个不是经历许多的艰难
？Every one of them experience a lot of hardship。
保罗说：“我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。”
Paul say, Apostle Jesus Christ，
这个接续祖先 as my whom I serve,
who I serve with a
pure
conscience, as my forefathers did.
Yeah. 那这是从他的属灵的爸爸那边这样的代代传承。
So this is from Timothy's spiritual father passed down through generations.
然后后面呢，这段经文继续讲。
So the verse continue to say.
提摩太从母亲那边的这个传承。
So the generation passed on generation through Timothy's mom.
保罗说：“我想到你心里的无伪之信，非常真实的这样的信。”
I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you.
啊，先是在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里的。
Dwell first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice.
我深信也在你的心里。
And I'm persuaded it is in you also.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如何眺望起来。
So, therefore, I remember to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
鼓励提摩太当遇到艰难软弱的时候。
He encouraged Timothy when he faced a trial and hardship.
想到这一份代代传承下来的美好的信仰。
Think about the faith passed down through generations, the beautiful faith.
知道我们的神是信实的。
Know that our God is faithful God.
那他的外祖母呢叫做罗伊。
His grandmother called Lois.
这个罗伊啊是希腊文的一个名字。
Lois is a Greek name.
是什么意思呢 ?Superior, most beautiful, 最美丽的啊或者也有可以翻译成是一个有名的勇士。
Superior is...
这个就不用翻译了，我们就只有英文，所以就我讲中文就可以了这是他外祖母的名字 ，Lois。
That's Lois's grandmother's name.
那我有遇到有叫这个名字的这个姐妹。
I know somebody, a sister that his name is her name is Lois.
然后他的妈妈的名字呢叫做 Eunice。
His mother's name is Eunice.
今年呢，这个一月第一次这个主日讲到。
The first Sunday sermon.
我们讲到代代相传我们的主题。
So when we talk about family discipleship through generations, it's our theme.
我是在德恩堂讲的这篇道。
I give the sermon in Durham.
但是因为是我们的主题经文嘛，所以正好也讲到提摩太后书二章这段的经文。
Because it's our theme verse, and we talk about 2 Timothy. The same passage.
但是正好我也提了一句，就是提摩太的妈妈叫 Eunice.
And I also mentioned that Timothy's mom, her name is Eunice.
我说这是一个非常美的名字。
It's a very beautiful name.
然后我们本堂那边正好有一对夫妻，这个太太怀孕怀老二。
And in Durham, we have a couple. They have the wife is pregnant with the second
baby.
是个
女儿。
It's a girl.
他回来就跟我说：“牧师啊，我们觉得这个名字好美，我们要给我们女儿起名叫 Eunice。”
So they came back and told me, Pastor, we think this is a beautiful name. We're going to name our baby Eunice.
我说太好了，这个名字，这个希腊文的意义很漂亮的。
I told them it's great. The name is really beautiful name.
昨天 Eunice 出生了。
Yesterday Eunice was born.
所以这是一个非常美好的母亲节的礼物。
So it's such a good Mother's Day gift.
我要再告诉他们，我说明天在母亲节，不管我们凯瑞堂、德恩堂，我们都会讲 Eunice.
So I told them that doesn't matter. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Doesn't matter in Durham or Carrie. We'll talk about Eunice.
提摩太的妈妈尤尼基，虽然圣经对她描述不多。
So, Timothy's mom, Eunice, even though the Bible did not talk too much about her.
但是能够感到她是一位非常爱主的一个姐妹。
But we can feel that she's a very devoted and loved Lord very much.
我们可以想象到她自己信主，她的先生是一个希腊文化拜各种各样偶像的人。
We can imagine that she's a devoted Christian, but her husband is a Greek and worship all kinds of gods.
这种信仰大概是不太喜欢的。
但the husband probably doesn't like her faith.
但是这一位的姐妹。
But this sister.
他立志不单是自己坚定的信靠神，而且我一定要把我的孩子带到主的面前，带到教会。
Not only she persisted in her faith, she also want to bring her son Timothy to the Lord, to the church.
让他的儿子远离世俗，远离异教的影响。
So Timothy can be far away from other religions and from the world.
而且 Eunice 真的靠主的恩典，他做成了。
And Eunice, thank God because she relied on God, she did it.
这个 Eunice 呢，她也是一个希腊的名字。
Eunice is also a Greek name.
哎，虽然她是犹太的妇女，但是他们当时住在这个小亚细亚，实际上已经生活很多方面都相当，语言都相当的希腊化。
Even though Eunice is a Jewish woman, but because they live in Asia Minor, they are culturally very mixed up with Greek.
文化是这样，信仰上完全没有。
But culturally they mixed up, but in their belief, in their faith, they did not mix up with Greek.
啊，所以这个 EU 啊 ，EU 啊，实际上就是好的意思。
EU means good.
哎，那么这个 nice 呢？像今天英文这个 nice 啊，不要完全带走。今天 nice 是美好啊。
Nice means beautiful today.
在希腊文当中，这个 nice 就是今天啊，你知道这个那个年轻人穿那个 sneaker 有那个耐克一个对勾的那个，就是那个 Nike， Nike 那个 sneaker 啊，那这个是什么意思呢？这是胜利的意思。
Nice, actually means, victory, just like the Nike shoe that Nike means victory.
So Eunice 就是美好的胜利。
So Eunice means wonderful victory.
啊，那这位母亲靠主恩典，她真的得胜了。
So this mom, Timothy's mom, rely on God's grace, and she, victorious. She is victorious.
她的儿子被完全带到主的面前来。
Her son was brought to God completely.
那这个 Timothy 呢，也是一个希腊的名字。
Timothy is also a Greek name.
啊，是指的是神的荣耀或者荣耀神的意思。
It means God's honor or honoring God.
本来在希腊文化当中，他们指神的荣耀是希腊文化那个多神教啊，去 honor 他们的神。
So originally, Timothy means to in Greek meaning to honor Greek God, many gods.
但是对于我们基督徒来讲。我们所荣耀的乃是独一的真神。
For our Christians, we honor the one true God.
这是多么美好的传承与得胜。
It's such a wonderful passed down generations and victorious.
让我们的主，我们的神得着荣耀。
And give glory to our God.
教会历史上有许许多多这样敬虔的母亲。
In church history, there are so many devoted mothers.
他们持守做母亲的这样一份的呼召。
They keep the calling from God to be a mom.
让自己的孩子得到祝福，甚至让后世世代代都因这样的一份敬虔能够得到祝福。
Not only their faithfulness bring blessing to their kids, but through generations, people get God a blessing from this kind of faith.
这一位母亲叫 Susanna.
There's a mother called Susanna.
Last name is Wesley.
她的姓叫 Wesley.
一听到 Wesley, 我们很多人大概都比较熟悉了。
We heard Wesley, we probably know the name.
哦，她有一个非常有名的儿子叫什么？
She has a very famous son.
叫约翰卫斯理。
John Wesley.
啊，实际上不单是约翰卫斯理 ，Charles Wesley 都很有名。
Not only John Wesley, Charles Wesley is also very famous.
Susanna Wesley.
Susanna Wesley.
她呢，从来没有讲过一篇道。
She never preached a sermon.
没有写过任何一本书。
Never published a book.
没有建立过任何一个教会。
Never founded a church.
但是 Susanna 被称为是整个寻道运动的母亲。
Susanna Wesley is known as the mother of Methodism.
啊，那她对神的这个信仰和虔诚，深深的影响了她的儿子约翰卫斯理 ，Charles Wesley.
The example of faith and religious reverence she set for her children John and Charles Lee.
那她的儿子们就带领这样的伟大的属灵复兴运动。
They inspired them to become powerful spiritual leaders and to launched the Methodist movement.
开始这个寻道的这样一个运动。
So started the Methodism.
那苏珊娜呢，她是1669年出生在英国的一个清教徒的家庭。
So Susanna was born in 1669 in a
Puritan.
Puritan family.
那她在20岁的时候呢，就嫁给了一个圣公会的牧师，就 Samuel Wesley.
So she was 19 years old, she married.
他们一共生了19个孩子。
They have 19 kids.
但是呢，因为生活的艰难，只有9个顺利长大成人。
But only 9 grow to be adults.
所以你就知道他们实际上是经历很多很多不容易，你想19孩子10个都夭亡。
So they experience a lot of hardship. Just think about 19 kids, only 10 of them died.
那苏珊娜在年轻的时候她就决定。
So when Susanna was young, she decided.
那时候她还是一个很小的孩子，说我不要像周围的孩子那样花很多的时间在这些游玩游乐上面。
So she doesn't want her kids to spend too much time playing.
她说我愿意用更多的时间来读经和祷告。
She wants to spend time read the Bible and pray.
她在家里面给自己的孩子这个 homeschool.
So she homeschooled all her kids.
她花了很多的心思来教导每个孩子。
She spent a lot of time and energy to teach all the kids.
她在百忙当中抽出时间。
So even though she's very busy, she take make time.
那虽然她没有去出版这个书籍，但她为自己的孩子写了三本属灵的教科书。
So she wrote three spiritual book for her kids, even though she did not publish it.
她认真教导他们圣经的真理。
She devoted to teach them Bible truth.
那约翰·卫斯理是她的第15个孩子。
John Wesley is his 15th son.
也是著名的布道家。
And is a very famous evangelist.
是卫理公会的创立者。
Is the Methodist founder.
带领了英国福音信仰的大复兴。
So lead a very great spiritual revival in England.
那 Charles Wesley 是他的第18个孩子。
Charles Wesley is her 18th kid.
是一位非常杰出的圣诗的作者。
She's a very outstanding hymn songwriter.
一生创作了数千首的诗歌。
In all his life, he wrote more than thousands of hymn songs.
直到今天，有的诗歌还传唱，还在我们的诗歌本里面。
And even today, we still sing some of his songs.
一位敬虔的母亲。
A very devoted mother.
然后对自己的孩子有多么美好的影响。
The wonderful influence of the mother to the kids.
而且这份的祝福能够世世代代的传递下去。
And this blessing passed down through generations.
直到今天的世人还在蒙福。
And even though today people are still experience the blessing from her.
亲爱的母亲们，
Dear mothers,
让我们来思想我们在神那里那一份荣耀的圣召。
Let's think about the blessed calling from God to be a mother.
我们每个人也都有一个选择。
Everyone has a choice.
我们是养育什么样的一位孩子？
What kind of kids are we raising up?
是为神养育敬虔的下一代。
Are we raising up devoted Christians for God?
还是把我们的孩子拱手交给这个世界？
Or are we handed our kids to the world?
求神施恩。
May God have mercy.
让我们来持守这份荣耀的护照。
May we also hold on to the calling from God, the blessed calling from God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，伟大的神，感谢赞美你。
Dear God, great Father, we give thanks to you.
为我们的每一位妈妈深深的感恩。
We give thanks for every mother here.
把荣耀颂赞都归给我们的主，我们的王，我们的神。
We give glory and honor to our God, our Lord, our King.
在这个母亲节的主日。
On this Mother's Day Sunday.
求神你也再次提醒我们。
We pray that you will remind us again.
今天我们处在这个世界这个时代，甚至是越来越发的充满了罪恶。
We are in a world that more and more sinful things are being done.
家庭是我们孩子的避风的港湾。
Our family is the safe harbor for our kids.
也是我们带给他们属灵影响的地方。
And the place that we can bring them a spiritual influence.
也是引导他们能够更完全的来到神的面前。
And the place that we can bring them completely to you.
求神赐福我们做父做母的。
We pray that you will bless the fathers and mothers here.
祝福我们每一位
Bless everyone. Amen.
耶稣基督的名 Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。